With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is apologizing for how he handled his cancer treatment and hospitalization.
Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon, Austin acknowledged that he shouldn't have kept his prostate cancer diagnosis and hospital stay a secret.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle this right. I should have told the president about my cancer diagnosis. I should have also told my team and the American public.
Austin said he never directed anyone on his staff not to tell the White House and takes full responsibility. He also apologized to the president, who has maintained confidence in his Pentagon chief. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration is imposing sanctions against Israeli settlers in the West Bank. This follows a drop in support for Muslims in the U.S. in an election year. Also at SRNnews.com, more Americans say that under Bidenomics, they are living paycheck to paycheck.
64% of those responding to the latest Issues and Insights tip poll say they're having a hard time making ends meet. More than half of those in the highest earning bracket, those earning $75,000 or more, and more than half of those who invest say they're living paycheck to paycheck. Few say they've managed to put much money away. About 20% say they put aside just $1,000 for emergencies. 24% say they have no savings at all. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Several people are dead after a small plane crashed into a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida. At least three homes had fire damage. A former Border Patrol agent pleads guilty to smuggling people and drugs into the country. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Hector Hernandez now faces 10 years to life in prison. They say he admitted to opening border fences, alerting suspects to cameras, and even helping bringing drugs across the border. This is SRN News. Senators blasted the CEOs of social media companies Wednesday for the harm their products are doing to America's children. But one evangelical leader doesn't think much will change.
The big question is, what in the world are the senators going to do? It's one thing for Republicans and Democrats to show bipartisan concern and a bipartisan awareness of an emergency, but how is that going to get translated into legislation that can be signed into law by a president and actually see the light of day? What will actually change?
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says it's time for parents to take action.
You need to ask yourself a very hard question, and that is, how much do you actually know? I mean, really know about the social media activities of your own children and teenagers.
Some experts say that mothers and fathers need to bar the kids from using social media entirely, even if it's unpopular. More at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. Amid a rash of layoffs in the journalism field due to lost revenue, there's a newspaper strike for more money.
More than 200 reporters, photographers, and other staffers with the Chicago Tribune and six other newsrooms around the nation held a 24-hour strike Thursday to protest years of slow-walk contract negotiations and to demand fair wages. The strike includes 76 members of the Chicago Tribune reporting staff, photographers, and some editors. It's the latest recent strike in the U.S. news industry. The striking workers are employees of Alden Global Capital, a New York hedge fund that has been buying up newspapers across the country. John Scott reporting.
Volvo Cars says it will not provide further funding to Polestar, the electric car maker it created with Volvo's Chinese owner, Geely. French automaker Renault also said it will cancel the initial public offering of its electric car unit. More details at SRNnews.com.